China now produces over 30% of the world's semiconductor chips, those little circuit-filled wafers that go into automobiles, aircraft, cell phones, and countless other technologies. The U.S. is down to about 12% from its high, about three times that number.
Literally, not a single new semiconductor factory, or they're called foundries or fabrication facilities, being built in America.
Warner said yesterday this part of the Commonwealth would be ideal for a new facility, often called foundries or fabs.
And whether it's Virginia Tech or many of our Virginia universities that have expertise in microelectronics, I want to work with those universities to see if they can get access to some of these funds. There is nothing we can do that is more important to our national security and to our economic competitiveness.
Warner is pushing for passage of the Endless Frontiers Act, which would earmark $52 billion to build new semiconductor fabs and support research in an ever-changing field. Gene Marano, WFIR News.